Kevin Catalina is a Suffolk County Police Commissioner. Kevin, this has been an incredible day here, speaking to so many survivors and first responders and all those that are doing good to honor the memory of those we lost. And I know that Suffolk County is no different. There's a lot of people that we lost here, and there's going to be a lot of honoring ceremonies throughout the day today.
Yes. Well, you know, first of all, you're 100% right. Many, many people are lost in the county of Suffolk. And at 12 o'clock today, we are going to be over at the county center in Hopog at the Denison Building, where every year we hold a ceremony to add the additional names of Suffolk County residents who were lost as a result of 9/11 illness, in addition to the ones that were lost on 9/11. I have another event, a fantastic drone event that's being held in Colmac at 6:30. Courts are doing events at 9:30 and 12. So those are a couple of many, many events honoring all of the heroes of 9/11.
Kevin, it must be a very interesting perspective and situation for you to have been in New York City with NYPD during these attacks. And then, you know, now having rookies coming in and serving in Suffolk County and joining the force, and some of them weren't alive, right? They have no knowledge of this. What is that experience like?
Yeah, you know, I think that's really where the term never forget, you know, really starts to matter. You know, we need to make sure that everybody remembers the horrors that occurred on that day. And, you know, we have to make sure that this generation is educated and aware, and the leaders in law enforcement and public service really understand, as hard as it is to remember, because, yeah, you're right, you know, for people who were down there, really, the last thing that you want to do is remember, you know, that day.
Kevin, do you think, you know, with all the releases of the new files this past week and all the news around, yes, you know, we knew that there was toxic air and all that. Do you think it's going to change anything for all the survivors that are getting these illnesses now, so many years later?
I think the one thing it'll do is verify, right? You know, some of the odd illnesses and the rate at which people are getting sick because of what happened on 9/11. I think there was some skepticism initially and reluctance on the part of government officials to support some of those individuals. And I think the more that that information comes out, the less that that's going to happen. And, you know, the more that they're going to be treated as heroes too. And, you know, I think for a lot of people that were down there, unfortunately, you start to think like, you know, it's not a matter of if, it's just really a matter of when. And that's a tough thing to live with. And I think, you know, for a lot of people who are down there, they have to live with that every day. So, you know, that tragedy didn't end, obviously, on 9/11. It's still occurring. So, yeah, it's a good thing for them. And I think it's a good thing for the 9/11 community to have that acknowledgement out there.
A validation to something that you were fighting for people to understand for so long. Sometimes that can go quite a long way. It doesn't solve any of the problems, obviously, but it says, you know, we're not burying this story anymore, right? We're not ignoring your cries or these pleas for families. Don't sweep under the rug what's taking place.
Kevin, if you had one message for the younger generation too, what would that be?
You know, hopefully in law enforcement, I think we're pretty good at learning from our mistakes. But, you know, the people that don't know that those mistakes occurred are very apt to commit them again. And you know, back to what I said before, I never forget, the generation that was not around for 9/11 needs to understand it. They need to study it. They need to, you know, understand the causes of it and understand some of the failures that, you know, were made in law enforcement, you know, really between the kind of the feds and the locals to ensure that it doesn't happen again, because we're still living with this tragedy. It's absolutely terrible. There were thousands of lives lost that day and thousands of lives lost since. So I want that generation to really understand that and make sure that it never happens again.
Kevin Catalina, Suffolk County Police Commissioner. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Okay. Thank you.